With a Republican in the White House and a Republican majority in Congress, Democrats have few legislative tools at their disposal to stop the Trump agenda, but they still can get angry. That was the message that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren brought to supporters in Worcester yesterday. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
A friendly crowd of about 200 people came out to greet Warren at the public library in downtown Worcester. Part of her message could be summed up with a question. What the heck just happened, and what do Democrats do now?
A lot of people did not expect Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And I'm just going to be blunt. It has changed the tools that we have to work with now in Washington.
And it's a dramatic change. When Warren first came to Washington, those tools included a Democratic majority in the Senate and Barack Obama in the White House. What a difference 8 years makes. Now Democrats are back on their heels with Republicans in control. That means her party can't introduce legislation. But Warren says if they choose their fights carefully, they can block key parts of the Trump agenda.
You think it doesn't matter? Ask Posner, the Secretary of Labor. Oh, I forgot. He's not Secretary of Labor.
The toppling of fast food executive Andrew Puzder to be Trump's Secretary of Labor was a rare victory for the opposition. But Warren says Democrats and the courts are rallying public opinion on other key issues.
Right now, a court has ruled that Donald Trump's second executive order on immigration is unconstitutional. And I hope that says that it is our Constitution that is the highest authority in this country, not our president, our Constitution, and we will stick by it.
Warren was asked about the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and if Democrats like her could work with the GOP to try to improve it. Her answer, absolutely not. After all, she said, Republicans have only tried to block and kill Obamacare. So Warren's message to Republicans about their plan now is...
It's yours. You get your plan together and see how it works. And you come explain to the American people how 24 million of them lost coverage. You come explain to the families all over my state that have lost a loved one to opioids how you're going to suck $5 billion out of treatment. You go explain that. It's not my job. That's their job to explain.
Warren urged this friendly crowd in Worcester to remain politically engaged and said people are watching and paying attention. Some in the audience wore T-shirts that said, nevertheless, she persisted. That's a reference to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's attempt to silence Warren on the Senate floor. Julie Woods from Uxbridge says she appreciates Warren's fighting spirit.
But I do come away with a sense that it's still very hard. I mean, there weren't a lot of pieces of advice for activism that she could share with us. It all comes down and returns back to the point of not having the numbers.
Not having the numbers in Congress.
To be completely effective at her level either.
Warren hasn't made a habit of this kind of public appearance, but she's had three in the last week with more scheduled. That led to inevitable questions from reporters. Is she considering a run for president in 2020? Especially after former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid urged her to do so.
I thought that was a very generous suggestion from Senator Reid, but not something that I'm thinking about.
Warren says she's only thinking about how to oppose President Trump's agenda, and she urged her supporters to lace up their boxing gloves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.